In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, the members of the band Webster Avenue, Tony Mercadante. Say hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, folks?
Dave Webster is here. Dave.
Greetings.
And Andrew Cutturano. Andy, high five.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you. I know Tony plays the bass. I've seen him do such things. Dave, yeah. you're the guitar player?
The guitar player and singer, yes.
And Andrew, you're the drummer?
Yeah, that is correct.
Although I know there are other players on the song Daylight. We'll get to that in just a moment. Tony, you've been up here before at WHUD when you were playing with Chip Taylor, right?
Yeah, I played with Chip and John Patani there not too long ago. We did a bunch of stuff. It was great.
Yeah, so that's quite a resume you've got, quite a pedigree. How about you other guys? Dave, who have you been playing with? What have you been up to?
Well, one of the things that I do, I play with my son, who's actually a fairly popular rapper. His name's Christian Webster, but he goes under the name Chris Webby. So I tour with him. I know you've seen the resume and you've seen all the people we played with in the past. One, of course, being Chuck Berry, who just passed away. I could tell you for days about that, but I won't.
Yeah, I think, when you say the words Chuck Berry, you don't have to say a lot after that, I guess.
No, not really.
Enough said. Andrew, how about you? What have you been up to?
The last gig that I've been doing was at a club in the Bronx. It's called Brewskies.
Okay.
And you'd be surprised at some of the musicians that walk in there. I mean, that's a great thing to be local and go to a club and hear something high-end.
International, you know? Yeah. So speaking of local, where are you guys from? Dave, where are you from?
I'm from Worcester, Massachusetts.
Okay, you don't count.
Well, my heart's in the Hudson Valley.
Of course it is. It is today. Tony, where are you from? You're from down in Westchester?
Yeah, I'm from White Plains. I was born in the Bronx, though. I grew up in the Bronx, not far from the original Webster Avenue.
I was going to say, so does the name come from the Webster Avenue, the big thoroughfare in the Bronx, or is it named after Dave Webster?
It's the combination, you know. It was one of the things that made it say, well, this would be kind of cool. You know, Dave writes most of the music and sings, and me and Andrew lived and were brought up not far from Webster Avenue. I said, you know, it's kind of a cool connection.
Is there an album forthcoming? Because I know the song Daylight we're going to play in a moment. Is it from an album?
Yeah, it's out now. We just did a CD release.
What's the name of the album?
It's called Daylight.
And where can we find that album? Is it on CD or is it on iTunes?
It's on CD and it's on all of the formats. Basically, it's on iTunes and
Amazon Music and Spotify.
Yep. In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, the band Webster Avenue. Dave, you wrote the song Daylight?
I did.
Cool guitar on that. Really something. It's got that Stevie Ray Vaughan and Steely Dan kind of vibe to it. You must get that a lot.
Sure. I mean, I have great regard for both Stevie Ray Vaughan, obviously, and Steely Dan, definitely. You know, actually, this is a very eclectic CD. I mean, this is a bluesy tune, and there are a couple other bluesy tunes on the CD, but it really kind of covers a lot of different ground. There's R&B and rock and a lot of acoustic stuff, too. So it's it kind of covers a lot of territory.
And now who else plays on the album, on the song? I know there's a lot more instrumentation than just you guys.
We were in a band in the 80s called Street Kid, and we used to play in the Hudson Valley quite a bit, actually. And the other member in the band, Benny Harrison, plays keyboards on this, but there's also horns on this. We have sax and trumpet.
Yeah, right. Sounds great.
Joe Mayo he's the sax player, and he wrote all the horn charts. And the basic idea of this CD, we want to keep it as live as possible. All the rhythm tracks are recorded live, minimal overdubs, but we added horns and a couple of things and keyboards and a couple of things. And this is, as far as production is concerned, probably one of the bigger songs.
And by the way, Tony and Andy, you know that all you really need is bass and drums, right?
Hey, wait.
That's what we keep telling Dave.
If you can't tell the story with just bass and drums, you can't tell the story.
That's true. I say yes to that.
I agree. I agree.
Amen, brother.
Webster Avenue is here at WHUD Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. What's your website? Do you have one?
Yes. Right now it's called WebsterAveUseThesetunes.com.
Okay, you have gigs coming up. You play live?
Yeah, we play live every once in a while. You know, it's a little tricky with the original thing, Andy. It's a little tricky.
I know how that works, meaning it's harder to get gigs with original music.
Exactly. Very much so. Yeah, and we're trying not to do any covers. We're trying to just promote the CD and play it the original. So,
do you throw in like a cover or two during the set just to get the audience kind of on your side?
Yeah, I have a couple of favorites that I've played for years that get like Mystery Train a couple Hendrix tunes get thrown in, but for the most part, it's just all original. We also do we do half of a set of acoustic stuff. We usually start off that way.
The Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, 100.7 WHUD. Tony Mercadante, good to see and hear from you again, Tony. Dave Webster, Andrew Cattarano. It is Webster Avenue. Here is Daylight at 100.7 WHUD. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks a lot, Andy.